Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have WhaleFest Director Tiffany Pearson here to talk about this year's WhaleFest, which is just around the corner. Thanks for coming in.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So we've had a couple spots coming in, there's a lot going on with WhaleFest.
Yeah.
It's not just a place to be educated more about things that are happening in our aquatic neighbors' territory. Lots of other things going on. We already started off with the Sitka Tells Tales as part of the WhaleFest celebrations. What's next on the docket? The full symposium starts on, I believe, Friday.
Yep.
But things are kicking off sooner than that.
Yeah, so we started this last week with Sitka Tells Tales, which is a fun way to start. Usually WhaleFest starts on Thursday, and we start with like an art show for a lot of students. But this year we started early, Sitka Tells Tales with Ellen, an art change was super fun. It was a collaboration that we've done before, but this year we had it at the brewery, and there was a great turnout, and a lot of locals told stories about the ocean, which really played into our theme, sound science, this year. So we're ramping up to all of our scientists are coming in, and we have some special tributes this year. There's a lot of great activity around our vendors and our marketplace, so there's lots going on. So we start out on Thursday with our... we have our student art show, and we have a lot of adult workshops going on. Like we have on Thursday, we have a snorkel and sauna at 8 a.m., which is super fun. It's a little cold, obviously.
But you've got wetsuits.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
Yeah.
It's awesome to snorkel out here.
It usually sells out pretty quick. And then we have a Tongass to Table workshop with Mary Goddard. And that's in the evening. Then we have the Marine Art Show, which is our student-led art show. And it's pretty exciting because a lot of the students around the community, not just high school students, we have like second and third graders that participate.
Awesome.
And there's some awards. So if you are in town on Thursday, you just come check it out. It's a free event. You can see all this great art from throughout the community. And it's really, I think it's one of my favorite pieces of WhaleFest.
And that's all at Harrigan Centennial
Hall. Most of this is going to be at Harrigan. The snorkel and sauna will be at the Science Center for obvious reasons. And then Tongass to Table as well. So Friday we'll have a new class, which is a scientific illustration class at 9 a.m. And then we have all of our symposiums that start up on Friday. So that's when the real buzz starts. We'll have Marketplace going like 10 and 11 in the morning. And we'll have our food vendors there, and then we fly in 80 or 90 students from out of town to participate, so that's exciting. And then also Friday night we do the Maritime Grind at 7:30, and that's a town favorite.
That's one of the beyond. When I think of WhaleFest, beyond like obviously amazing scientists telling cool stuff about what they do, I do think of the Maritime Grind.
Yeah.
Especially, goodness, Don Cinetti, a force of nature he
yes.
has been. And
yeah.
it's there's probably going to be tributes to him.
Yes.
Yeah, as truly an irreplaceable gentleman.
Yeah, this theme was based off of Don Cinetti as well, like kind of some tribute music for him, which is really appropriate. And then continuing on Saturday, we have our wildlife cruises starting at 8:45 in the morning. So we have wildlife cruises on Saturday and Sunday, and those are also favorites. They fill up real quick. And also Saturday morning, we have the WhaleFest Run, which Bridget Hitchcock is helping us run. And so that's great. We really appreciate her. And this year, we have some sponsorships for that. We have Search is sponsoring that run. So we're really, really appreciative of that.
For things like the scientific illustration workshop, something like the snorkel and sauna, there's still spaces available for that.
Yeah. You're going to want to go to sickawhalefest.org and check it out.
Okay.
But yeah, that's where you register. We still have some spaces. And then on, we have the, Saturday gets fun. We have the Marine Mingle that starts at 6 p.m. at Centennial. So that's really fun because community members get to come and engage with the scientists and ask them silly questions and have some yummy food. Harbor Mountain Brewery is going to be serving there as well, which we love them. And then after that, it continues. The party continues on to the Marine Trivia at the Mean Queen.
Nice.
At 8 p.m. And that's always super fun and packed.
I mean, that's a great time. You have the mingle. Try to get one of the scientists on your team. Mm-hmm. See if you can. I mean, then you can really get a stacked team when you go over to trivia.
Yeah, you won't. I won't say who the winners were last year, but I will say there was a scientist on the team. So that's, and they don't get access to the trivia questions before. Just so you know, it's very highly regulated.
It's an honorable thing, but you can still, you know, maybe buy a couple extra drinks for a scientist and try to get them on your team, pick their brain for all their knowledge.
And a fun fact about the trivia is usually every year there are some questions related to the talks that have happened at Whale Fest. So be sure to go to those symposium talks if you're going to go to trivia.
And for the symposium talks themselves, obviously that's kind of like the main bones of Whale Fest, and all this other fun stuff has been fleshed out around it. You were saying they start at on Friday. They do Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Are there still symposium passes? Are there are those still, people can still come?
Yeah, there's many ways to attend the symposium. We have 3-day passes where you can purchase all 3 days, and then when you get that, you also have access to some other perks. And a private reception for those groups. Mm-hmm. And then we have the individual passes for like the 3-punch passes. So you can attend 3 different symposiums throughout the whole event. It doesn't have to be on the same day. Mm-hmm. It just gives you access to having 3 different talks to go to. And then there's the individual punch pass where if you just want to attend one talk, that's fine. And you can bring your kids because the talks are 45 minutes, so they're not super long.
Right.
And every day there's 3 different talks. Some of these talks this year are going to include, a combination of speakers, not just one. So there's a lot of collaboration going on, which is fun in the science world, and as audience members too. So
Speaking when Lauren Bell and Lauren Wild were on, that for anyone who's never been to a Whale Fest before and is thinking, oh my God, science symposium, this sounds very dry.
Right.
It is. These speakers, these researchers are picked not only for their knowledge, but also for their science communications ability. So anyone can come in and you can enjoy and learn something new.
Yeah, they're really great interactive folks and they work really well with students. And there is a session at the end of each of these symposiums that there's breakout groups for the students to ask questions. So it's really geared towards learning and education and just for people who don't know much about science as well. Everybody gets a something from it. Mm-hmm. So that's super exciting. This year we have something fun. We have one of our scientists who offered to do a sort of acoustic experience for folks. And that's part of our, where we normally have the film fest. It's called Acoustic Fest. And his name's Matthew Bertner. And he is echoacoustician. It's quite a big word. But the way that he's going to do it is, it says, it takes on a mysterious sonic adventure of underwater coastal habitats. We'll listen to music made with the sound of the oyster reef in the middle of the night, sound of respiration in a seagrass meadow, and the sound of crabs busying themselves amongst their home. The noises that humans often introduce into these fragile underwater ecosystems can be industrial and jarring, like a kind of sonic warfare on these fragile habitats and inhabitants. In this performance, Matthew imagines a different future, one in which human underwater sound is produced in collaboration with the natural world to achieve an acoustic symbiosis along our coastline. So sounds very exciting.
Yeah, that does sound cool. And beyond, I think it's interesting of maybe the folks who go snorkeling and things, like when your head's underwater, you're hearing some of those little clicks and clacks and all these other little things going on. To have the acoustic fest of like a more focused listening chance of like to actually know what you're hearing and imagine all those lives
living coming
underwater.
Together.
Yeah.
It's more than just whale noises, and which we love, and the birds. There's so much more going on that a lot of us don't even realize. So that's what this Whale Fest is all about, is the sounds and sights under the ocean. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So for some of the vendors that are going to be here this weekend, you had mentioned there's going to be food vendors coming in. Obviously, the Whale Fest Marketplace is always a big hit. That will be full up.
Yeah, we'll have this year for food vendors, we'll have the Red Herring Barbecue, Ludwig's Chowder Cart, Inoki Eatery, Fresh Fish Cart. And Sitka Cirque will also be doing a fundraiser. And they'll have a food table as well. We'll have the Donut Lady serving donuts on Saturday. And we're hoping to have some desserts on Sunday as well. And then the marketplace will be really busy. We have some of our favorite returning marketplace vendors and some new ones and some education groups too. So it's going to be a fun mix at the marketplace. So come do your holiday shopping at the marketplace.
And with the marketplace, that's any, you don't have to have a symposium pass or
no.
anything to go to the marketplace.
Open to the public, yeah. And those are open Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 10 to 4. Sunday, we're going to have a shortened version, so it'll be 11 to 3. But yeah, still plenty of time to hit the marketplace every day during the weekend.
Excellent. And the whole schedule of events of all the different adult workshops that's happening, all mm-hmm. the symposium speakers themselves, this is all can be found at SitkaWhaleFest.org.
Yep.
And that's for all of the tickets, too, for things of like from the Maritime Life Cruise to all those things.
Yeah, we do have some grind tickets available at Old Harbor okay. Books if people want to grab those. Those are available. And if you have any questions or have any problems, just you can call the Science Center as well. But,
excellent. Yeah. Well, Tiffany Pearson, Director of Whale Fest, thanks for coming in for throwing together what's sure to be another great Whale Fest year here in Sitka. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.